I was diagnosed in Sydney in the early 80s, and I thought if I was going to survive, that I'd move to Cairns for a tropical lifestyle, which certainly played a part in, you know, maintaining my health, but accessing treatment early. Treatment's very good today. It's one tablet a day for me. So I've got a potential to live till I'm 80, 85, 90, who knows. At that time, and back in 84, even the clinicians couldn't tell me exactly what was going to happen, whether I'd develop AIDS. So it was all a guessing game. But then as time went by, treatments became available, testing became more improved. So the outlook for people with HIV at that time improved greatly over the years.